Good morning, this is Izzy and Tyler with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, small and family businesses affected by ex-tropical cyclone Alfred can now claim financial assistance in the Redland Bay area. Affected businesses can apply for grants of up to $25,000, which are targeted to aid with purchasing equipment and materials, hiring tradesmen for repairs and replacing damaged goods. The support through the Disaster Recovery Financial Assistance Scheme helps small and local businesses get back on their feet and return to normalcy.
The Winter Nationals and Ipswich Cup drag racing event is set to attract more than $4 million into Ipswich's local economy upon its arrival in June. The competition attracts more than 2,000 racers and crew, along with 25,000 spectators from around the world, with 80% of spectators travelling into Ipswich. Willowbank Raceway Operations Manager Andrew Casos claims that this kind of exposure provides a significant economic boost to local businesses as well as hospitality, accommodation and retail sectors.
In national news, a Northern Territory Domestic Violence Advisory Forum will be split up along government and non-government lines in a move the minister describes as refocusing and reprioritising. Peak bodies have expressed their disappointment in the decision, but say they will continue to work with the government to address the ongoing crisis. Domestic Violence Prevention Minister Robin Cahill says the government is, quote, elevating the role of a separate Aboriginal advisory board in what the sector has described as a critical first-of-its-kind initiative.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton has pledged to abolish a new full efficiency law if elected next month. He dubbed the scheme, which sets a yearly emission ceiling for automakers to help Australia reach its net zero target, as tax on families. The new vehicle efficiency standard will take effect in July if Anthony Albanese's Labor is re-elected.
In international news, a helicopter crash in New York's Hudson River has killed all six people on board. A witness says he saw the helicopter falling apart mid-air, with the tail and propeller coming off. Fire departments have rushed to the scene, performing rescue operations.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 28. There's no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 9am. We're back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
You look so dour in suit and tie. Your eyes protrude